Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be seated. There's been a new phrase coined in our civil discourse of late, and that is folks talking about the new normal. Is the constant threat of terrorism the new normal? Are gas prices around $4 a gallon the new normal? Is our current partisan divide and the seeming inability for our political parties to work together the new normal? Or in other words, are these things here to stay? And so you better get used to them as normal now, or are they just temporary glitches or passing events? Depending on who you talk to, you'll get different answers to those questions. But it seems to me that we can use this phrase when talking about the Christian life. That in Christ, there is a new normal for you and me. For in Christ, things change. In Christ, things are different. In Christ, we have been made new. And so there is a new normal for Christians, which is truly a whole new way of life. And a whole new way of looking at life. That's what Martin Luther discovered when he realized what the gospel meant. Once he understood that the righteousness of God was not a standard being held up that he had to achieve in order to gain salvation and be pleasing to God, but was rather a gift from God, achieved not by him, but by Christ for him, that changed everything. That rocked his world. And once that message began to be preached again, rocked much of the rest of the world too. For it meant that there was a new normal for us. That we are no longer under the burden of the law, having to fulfill all the commandments and rules and statutes of God if there be any hope for us at all. But that in Christ we have been set free from all that, and that our hope is not in us, but in Him. The new normal is not joy, is not fear, but joy. Not condemnation, but forgiveness. Not the burden of the law, but the freedom of the gospel. For as Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That's the new normal. Normal, we could say, was the way everything started in the beginning. When God created all that exists, including this world, and then put our parents, Adam and Eve, into it to take care of it and enjoy it. Normal was perfection, love, joy, peace. Only and always good. No sin, no discord, no condemnation. But of course, things quickly changed. Once Adam and Eve turned away from God and His Word, there was a new normal. There would be strife now between husband and wife. There would be pain and struggle in childbirth. Adam's pleasant work of caretaking would become the hard toil and working of the earth, which would now be plagued with thorns and thistles. But most of all, and most serious of all, there would now be death because of sin. That new normal would be pain and tears, separation and sadness. But there was also another part of this new normal that came at that time as well. The promise of God. That our Father would not turn His back on His children, but would send a Savior to rescue creation from this bondage to sin, deal a death blow to Satan, and give life again. And so the new normal was not only pain and tears, separation and sadness, but also faith and hope. The new normal was not just enduring the present, but looking in hope to the future and waiting in faith for the promise of God. That new normal lasted a long time as the promise was passed down through the generations and sadly sometimes was forgotten. And when it was, folks at times just tried to make the best of the new normal, thinking this is just the way life is. Or some folks said, we can do better. And they tried. And maybe they even succeeded for a while. But normal is called normal for a reason. And things would go back to the way they were before. Or worse. For that's what sin does. Sin makes things worse. It's like the bike you leave out in the rain. The rust just gets worse and worse. You might be able to fix it up from time to time, but eventually the rust wins and it dies. But though man forgot the promise often, our Father in heaven never did. And so the Son of God became flesh and was made man, that there be another new normal. The new normal that St. Paul spoke of in the verses from Romans that we heard today. That the righteousness of God has come and is given as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. A gift because it had to be a gift. Because no matter how much we think or say we can do better, we can't. Oh, maybe in politics and economics and the things of this world we can, but not in the things of God. When Adam and Eve tried to do better, they made things worse. And we don't fare any better. Think about it. How often have you tried to make things better, but only wound up making things worse? Your words came out differently than you meant them. Your generosity was seen as an insult. Your kindness interpreted as condescension. You made promises you couldn't keep. And on and on. Either our sin gets in the way, it seems, or somebody else's sin gets in the way, or both. For it's true what Paul wrote. From Adam and Eve to you and me, and for all the generations to come after us, there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if there's going to be better, if there's going to be a new normal, it will have to be done by God. And it has. That's the new normal that rocked Luther's world. The redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. Now, propitiation is a big word, but it simply means an atonement or a substitute. That Jesus, the Son of God made man, became your substitute. He came into this world of our new normal, taking your sin, your death, your condemnation, and paying the price for it, atoning for it with his blood and death on the cross. That all you did and do, all the sin you should be held responsible for, he took. And he was held responsible for it in your place as your substitute. And by his blood, he atoned for it. He made you right again with God. And by faith in that, by faith in Jesus and his work that he did for you, that atonement becomes your forgiveness. And you are set free. Now that's quite different than what Luther had been told and taught. The focus at that time had all been on what he did and what he had to do. But no matter how hard he tried, he could not do better. He could not create a new normal. And maybe you've been through that as well. But once he realized he didn't have to, that God was the one who did it for him in Jesus, the new normal began for him. He preached the joy, not the burden of Christ. He loved and served, not because he had to, but because he had been set free from having to save himself. And so now he could serve others and help them. This new normal in Christ put everything back in its right place again. And so it is for you. For as we heard in Revelation, this is an eternal gospel. It is eternal good news for every nation and tribe and language and people. And so for you, that in Christ there is indeed a new normal. For when you are baptized into Christ, born from above as a child of God, there is a new normal for you. When you receive the forgiveness of your Savior, won on the cross for you, the judgment of God executed against Jesus in your place on the cross, and now forgiveness given you here for all your dirty deeds, cleaning out all the skeletons in your closet, there is a new normal for you. When you hear the Word of God proclaimed to you and you realize that all those stories in the Bible aren't just about other people, they're about you. That you have been rescued. You have been healed. You have been fed and provided for. That the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon you. There is a new normal for you. When you receive the supper of our Lord here, not the bread of toil and tears, but the true body and blood of your atonement, that the one whose touch brought healing and life to so many now here touches you and gives you life and salvation. There is a new normal for you. A wonderful new normal that begins now and lasts forever. And so the new normal we have in Christ is something quite different than what the world means by that phrase. For that phrase is used negatively by the world for a change for the worse that you just have to get used to. But here in the church, it is a change for the better that you get to rejoice in. And a joy to then take out into the world, into every relationship, every place, to every person. The new normal. That there is hope for the hopeless, help for the helpless, love for the unloved, care for those in need, and life for the dying in Christ. The new normal, no matter who wins the election 9 days from now, the new normal, no matter what Sandy throws at us the next couple of days, the new normal, no matter whether you keep or lose your job or healthy or sick, the new normal, no matter what this world throws up against you, that in Christ you are joined to the one who transcends all of that. And in Him, you are in a mighty fortress. That's what we celebrate this day. That's the source of our joy this day. That yes, there is a new normal in Christ for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.